by decreasing sensitivities in many countries about recent history. For the first time, scholars gained access, albeit incomplete and sometimes temporary, to archival collections that enabled them to penetrate old walls of secrecy. The resulting wave of scholarship has revolutionized the study of the Vietnam War, the term this book will employ because of its familiarity to Western readers, in various ways. Most simply, new research has begun exposing the motives and calculations that drove policymakers in Hanoi and Saigon, as well as in Beijing, Moscow, and other capitals around the world. At the same time, scholars working with Vietnamese sources have gone further than ever before toward understanding the attitudes of ordinary Vietnamese who fought on both sides of the conflict. On a more conceptual level, sources from around the world have enabled historians to view the war more fully than before as an episode in global history, an expression of phenomena such as decolonization and the rise of international communism. The new scholarship has also brought new subtlety to the study of the American role in the war. Documentation from other countries has revealed the considerable extent to which decisions made elsewhere shaped, constrained,